The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat.
Well, ladies and gentlemen,
what are we supposed to do?
I am a boat rocker.
You want to change the future? You're going to have to trouble the present, friends. That's all you have to do is the right thing. Trouble will follow. Those that depart from wickedness shall become a prey. Exactly right on. But guess who we have on our side in the middle of the battle, friends? Amen. Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Again, you have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, I want to give a big, warm welcome to none other than a new affiliate, WKMQ 1060 AM and WKMQ 101.1 FM out of Tupelo, Mississippi. Again, WKMQ 1060 AM, WKMQ 101.1 FM out of Tupelo, Mississippi. We thank you for your trust. Welcome aboard, and we thank you again that we're a part of your family as well, rocking the nation as we should be. We are boat rockers here. As again, as I was saying during the break here, friends, if you want to change the future, you're going to have to trouble the present. Your enemy knows that. When are the righteous going to figure this much out? It's interesting. They know how to attack, don't they? They know how to lie, don't they? What's sad in America today is they know how to lie better than most people in this country know how to tell the truth. And we need to set that record straight. But we need to know the truth. And once we need to, or once we know the truth, then we need to walk out that truth. And we know who the truth is. John 1, as well as John 14, 6. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. His name is Jesus, the Christ, the Son of the Most High God. Folks, this is the fifth and final week of our message to the masses when doing events. What we do in high schools, colleges. We just got off an East Coast tour doing some colleges over there. We did some meetings as well. We did live radio out of D.C. And it's just awesome to be a part of the answer rather than magnifying the problem. We're magnifying the answer, and we're educating the people that don't know the difference because we understand Hosea 4:6 tells us that people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. Well, what happens when you give them the knowledge? Well, therein lies the hope. And the hope is what they do with the truth that's been given unto them. Do all that you can do and leave the results up to God. That's exactly what our forefathers established. And by the way, it was John Adams, the president, the second president of the United States, his son John Quincy Adams, that rightly said, do all that you can do and leave the results up to God. Folks, over the last 4 weeks, we have been talking about, and we've exposed the media, sowing and reaping, the consequence of removing God's Ten Commandments, lower the law, you dim the light by which man perceives his own guilt. No longer they guilty, now they become sick. Why? Because the American people allowed the bureaucracy to grow through the lie, and that's exactly what we're seeing. We talked about No Child Left Behind, International Baccalaureate, a global educational scheme which has been contrived all the way back to 1968 out of Sweden, and then we talked about No Child Left Behind, which should rightly be called No Child Left Unindoctrinated, and then Common Core, which is No Child Left Unindoctrinated on steroids. We also talked about abortion, homosexuality, bullying, which is nothing more than the affirmation of the gay lifestyle, ADHD, alcohol abuse, drug abuse. We talked about that lastly. And what I'm going to do is once we get rocking and rolling here, friends, that's what's up and coming. We're going to talk about what is this message all about, and then we're going to talk about the price paid, and we're also going to talk about gun control in the meantime. But I'm going to wrap it up for you. I'm going to bring it forth to a consummation so you can understand exactly what we've been talking about. And I again want you to understand the way to bring about resolve, namely to the young people in this country, is show them the price paid for the freedom. What happens when you don't show them the price paid? Well, then this is what you get is what you see. Interestingly enough, friends, and I'm jumping over to another topic, but talking about the same topic. It's interesting to note that just this week, a camera crew went out and actually asked some of these college students, these useful idiots. And friends, when I'm talking about how the fact that when you go into public schools, there's still hope for those young people. But when they get to colleges, they become useful idiots because they take heed to their burnt communist professors who have been lying to them on a 24/7 basis. And furthermore, these useful idiots are paying these professors to lie to them so they can train them up to be good communists. But folks, they are stupid people. I mean, there's just no ifs, ands, or buts about it. Case in point, love him or hate him, Donald Trump was being protested, and we can see that the New World Order monkeys are busy trying to attack him, to polarize him, to defeat him at every given turn, or at least that's the message thus far. But just to show you the mentality of the college students in this country, listen to their response when asked, why are you protesting Donald Trump? Listen carefully, friends.
Is there a specific policy that you really don't like?
Multiple. First of all, Donald Trump, he doesn't have a lot of sound policies in the first place. He's angry, and a lot of Americans are angry.
And he's being unfair to all the Mexicans.
That's how's he being unfair to all the Mexicans?
He wants
what policies?
A bunch. So many I can't even name.
Well, name a couple.
I'm not sure.
If you had an illegal immigrant build something for you, and then you're like, no, we need America to build this for us, it's like, why?
What's your issue with Donald Trump?
I guess my issue is that he just, like, talks a lot about how, like, a lot of...
Donald Trump.
He just doesn't know what he talks about.
Basically everything is the matter with Donald Trump, to me, in my opinion.
I feel anybody that is voting for him is...
Stupid.
That's how I feel. Sorry.
Donald Trump is stupid. They're protesting him, and they can't even tell you why they're protesting him. These are college students. Furthermore, America, you know that it's George Soros that's actually financing these useful idiots, and useful idiots they are, to actually act as provocateurs. And by the way, all five of them. I'll get to that in just a moment. But you already understand that the international criminal, George Soros, is actually being legitimized by the state-controlled narrative in this country, which is controlled by the CIA. That should tell you enough right there, friends. But these are the useful idiots that are falling in line. They're not reading their Bibles. They're listening to the news. And just think about this, friends. This is your future. This is why I've spent 20 years of my life pouring out into our posterity. Because if we don't turn and bless them now, they're going to be there later on to curse us. These people don't have a clue by design. And the only way that that design actually implement or took, friends, is because the American people and the 86% ratio are the ones responsible for sending their kids to public schools or colleges in the first place. So you reap what you sow. And that's exactly why we're in trouble in this country today. I'm going to highlight a couple more things in just a couple moments before we get back to the message that I've been giving over the last, well, this would be the fifth week. Folks, if you'd like to call in at any time, please do. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com and or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Or check me out on my Facebook, Bradley Dean. Be right back.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together. Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
Hey, good on you, people. This is Alfonso Rachel with PJTV's Go Nation and the drummer for 20 Pound Sledge. For several years, I've been drumming out the message that if you want conservative political representation, you're going to have to establish better cultural representation. Put that salt and light to work so we can maintain our God-given republic. And I'm glad to have friends like Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty who understand what that means and are using what God gave them to hold the line against the corrosive effects that liberalism has on our inalienable rights. Liberals have a horrible message, but great delivery systems. Conservatives have a great message, but the delivery systems are, well, eh. But people like Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are balancing both. And with your support, they'll be better fortified to deliver the good news that makes the flickering city on the hill get its shine back.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. 1-866-582-9963. I'm sorry, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. I was just talking about right before the break, we played a little audio of these useful idiots in colleges. And folks, again, doing enough colleges to understand exactly what I'm talking about. You want to talk about a bunch of young communists that don't know the difference, but they continuously promulgate and advocate the lie when in fact they don't even have the facts on their side or the law on their side. And what's sad about it is they know how to lie better than most people in this country know how to tell the truth, because if that were the case, they would be sitting somewhere in a jail cell incarcerated for their violation of law. Folks, they're being used, for those that did not know, to overthrow your constitutional republic. Do you not understand dictatorships? This is Mao Zedong being emulated to a T by this criminal administration, America. They're taking from you and giving it to them. Okay, and they're empowering them to overthrow you. To establish what? More control. That's how they do this. And they do this incrementally, and they do it through a siege. Leviticus 26 and Deuteronomy 28 to a T. Now, I also want you to understand that right before the break, I'm going to play another piece for you in just a couple moments here concerning those that are protesting Donald Trump, these useful idiots. And when they're asked, why are you protesting Donald Trump? Well, we have illegals saying, well, because, you know, what he's doing to the Mexicans. Wait a second, you're not here legally. Folks, you do need to understand that there are those that are obeying the law, and there are those that are not obeying the law. And if they don't obey the law, then that means they're criminal. Then they don't have a right to voice their opinion. And why is that? Because we're not ruled by opinion in this country. We're ruled by law, the Mosaic Institution called common law. Okay? I'm going to play that for you in just a couple minutes. You got it ready right now, Sam? Listen to these guys, these young people being asked, why are you protesting Donald Trump? And keep in mind, it's George Soros, the international criminal, that's behind all of this. This is a communist method to stir up people against those that threaten the system. Here you have it. Listen carefully.
Yes. What's the policy that you object to?
All of it.
Just like the things he says about women and like the race.
Like what?
too many. Yeah. He does not support other races.
He's got too much money.
He has to be respectful for us, to everyone, because we don't want that kind of people leader for our nation.
I think that he is entirely un-American in the way that he goes about his politics.
Are you working with a group? You've got a UAW sign right there.
Donald Trump has accused me of whatever. No, I do not. Yes, I am union. Union is standing.
With the way things are, I think Trump is gaining a lot of ground because he's...
I support Bernie Sanders 120%.
I mean, folks, this is just so far out there. But just to give you a bit of an eye-opener as to what I have been dealing with concerning the young people in this country over the last 20 years. And by the way, it's not the young people that I've been so much dealing with as much as the teachers and as the media and as the parents that are actually dropping the students off at the school gate to be indoctrinated in the first place. America, let me say it this way. You're doing it to yourself. You're doing it to yourself. The Bible tells us individually and corporately, as parents, to train up our children in the ways that they should go, and when they are old, they will not depart from it. It didn't say that you were supposed to drop your kids off to a school to be indoctrinated so they can be trained up in some communistic, satanic manner or a doctrine, friends, because that's exactly what's happening in this country today. You know, it's interesting, as I said during the first segment, these young people, they're not being taught to read their Bible. No, they're being taught to hate the Word of God by the communists that are infiltrated into the American educational scheme illegally. And furthermore, I have continuously not only exhibited through demonstration by sending forth the message that we can win it. We've set three national precedents concerning these people. They don't, like the ACLU and the likes of these organizations, they don't have a right to overthrow your rights because God didn't give them that right, nor does it apply when you open up and discover what the constitutional republic and the enumerated laws tell us. The law's on our side, friends, in every sense of the word. So why is it that they're having the way? Because, again, they know how to lie better than most people know how to tell the truth in this country. Now, as I said, they're not being taught to read the Bible the way that they used to in this country. And by the way, I have books in front of me and on my bookshelf right now where you actually had to graduate Bible courses in public schools in America before you could graduate public schools. Yes, you heard me right. And by the way, we've also talked about lines between church and state and how it's found in no founding document in the United States of America, but it is found in Article 52 of the USSR. It's communism, right? But it was Robert Winthrop who said back during the early 1800s, who was the former Speaker of the House, he said, either you're going to be ruled by the Bible or you're going to be ruled by the bayonet. Let me say that again. Either you're going to be ruled by the Bible or you're going to be ruled by the bayonet. And it's interesting that these people, these young, useful idiots, are actually enslaving themselves willfully. They're working for the very enemies that mean to rule over them. Our forefathers said either you're going to be ruled by God or you're going to be ruled by tyrants. They prefer the tyrants because they think that they're going to get a free handout somehow. And folks, they have been, again, led to believe that through a lie. Because of your toleration concerning the criminal administration, and folks, this has been going on for a long, long time in this country. I was talking about see how you reap what you sow in this country. Have you guys ever heard of Max Jukes? He was an atheist. And by the way, our forefathers, John Witherspoon, more specifically, had actually shared with us, he was the one that told us an atheist is an enemy to this country. Yeah. And in 1793, Benjamin Franklin said that there was no such thing as an atheist in this country. Okay? Because everybody was fighting in the revolution to establish the freedoms in which we now have. Remember, he was the one that said, you've been given a republic, but you have to hold on to it because if you don't, you're going to lose it. Yep, that's exactly what's coming to pass today. But listen carefully. Max Jukes was an atheist, and he lived a godless life, the way these young people are being raised up. He married an ungodly girl, and from their union, there was 310 bums, paupers, okay? Vagabonds, 150 criminals, 7 murderers, 100 drunkards, and more than half of the women were prostitutes. OK,
Okay? His 540 descendants cost the state $1.25 million. And please keep in mind, friends, that this was a lot of money back in the 1700s. But praise God, on a positive, it works both ways. There is a great recall of a man of God, an American man of God. His name was Jonathan Edwards. He lived at the same times as Max Jukes, but he married a godly girl. An investigation was made of 1,394 known descendants of Jonathan Edwards, of which 13 became college presidents, 65 became college professors, 3 United States senators, 30 judges, 100 lawyers, 60 physicians, 75 Army and Navy officers, 100 preachers and missionaries, 60 authors of prominence of various capacities, 1 vice president of the United States, 80 became public officials, and ministers to foreign countries. His descendants did not cost the state a single penny. Proverbs 10:7 tells us, the memory of the just is blessed, but the name of the wicked shall rot. Friends, do you realize what you are allowing to crop up here in the United States of America? A bunch of young, useful idiots. I have been sharing at the RNC in Tampa Bay about four years ago. Interestingly enough, when I was there, I was the only guy walking up and down Radio Row trying to get the older generation to wake up as to what was coming down the road. I had shared with them over and over and over again. Well, they were all praising none other than Mitt Romney, the criminal himself. And Paul Ryan, he who just put a $2 trillion omnibus bill on your back, financing your enemies, namely 300,000 illegal Muslims, to come into this country on your dime. They were all these conservatives praising Paul Ryan and none other than Mitt Romney, who's responsible for what you're dealing with concerning Barack Hussein Obama right now, concerning Obamacare. And homosexual marriage. This was already implemented in Massachusetts for those that didn't know the difference. But I kept telling the older generation, listen, Barack Hussein Obama is emulating Mao Zedong to a T. He's not losing, he's winning. They all looked at me like a bunch of cows looking at a new gate, like, what are you talking about, Bradley? Look at all the dependents he's created. He's surely going to lose this round. Really? He created what? All of these dependents for the very purpose of what? Making sure that he has a place in the White House the next term, unlawfully, like he did the first term? Oh, I never thought about that. Well, that's probably why you're listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com right now, because you do need to listen. We're going to come back and we're going to highlight a couple things again, friends, before we jump over to the rest of the message that I've been giving to you over the last 4 weeks. It is now the fifth week. Be right back on the other side.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Taking responsibility, America, this is how things change. Just talking about how Barack Hussein Obama was in, actually he wasn't there, but he was on a college tour when I was at the RNC in Tampa trying to shake up these older people that just wanted to, well, actually, friends, they were all dressed up like they were going to an Elvis concert and I had to tell them that he was dead. He died in 1977. They were all going there to party it up with Mitt Romney, who is a part of the problem, and Paul Ryan, who now you know is a part of the problem. But see, people don't listen to the things of God. Instead of actually dealing with them aforehand, you wait until they do the damage, and then you want to come in and fix the problem. Well, we can see Americans aren't even willing to do that any longer. America, let me say it this way. And again, I do love you. I want to let you know I'm in the ring all the time. Okay, so I'm not talking outside of school. You're in trouble, but you still have the freedom to right the wrongs. That's what they don't want you to know. But I do want you to know that your sin is before God. Acts 20, verse 21. And your sins, number 32, 23, is finding you out. Did anybody pay attention, speaking of Barack Hussein Obama, did anybody pay attention to yesterday the fear that they were pushing? They've been doing this for a long, long time, friends. Remember Jim McDermott after September 11th, 2001? He said that they can get the people to do anything with the use of fear. That's right. It's a diabolical fear, not the fear of God. Because when you have the fear of God, you're not worried about what they're doing. You're dealing with them. But did anybody pay attention to the fact that Barack Hussein Obama yesterday warned of a nuclear attack? Well, that's kind of bizarre, isn't it? You know, as a matter of fact, someone brought up the point the other day. They had said that, you know, ISIS was talking about killing Barack Hussein Obama. I said, no, they wouldn't commit suicide. Because you got to keep in mind, it's your CIA that is not only funding them, but also arming them. So therefore, who's the guilty party? We don't want to take responsibility for that one. Well, guess what, friends? Like it or not, those are the hard facts. And facts are stubborn things. And until you deal with them, they're going to continuously go down the same road that they've been going down. They've been given permission to destroy at will now. But did you catch Barack Hussein Obama was talking about and warning of a nuclear attack? Doesn't anybody think that's a little telling as to who might be responsible for them possible attackers due to the fact that it was this administration that just funded by illegally reallocating your tax dollars and sending those monies over to Iran? Doesn't anybody, did anybody put that together? I hope you did. Yeah. Wait, we're worried about a nuclear attack, but nobody's paying attention to the fact that this administration just funded them blatantly with your tax dollars. Did anybody pay attention to the fact that the little devil that speaks into the bigger devil's ear, stature-wise, Valerie Jarrett, that she's an advisor to Barack Hussein Obama? Did you know that she's Iranian? Okay, I just wanted to make sure we're all on the same page. Am I being facetious just a little bit? Hey, folks, did you know that Adolf Hitler said that it's a good thing for people in power that the people never think? Did you know that Karl Deunitz said that it was the politicians that were responsible for the wars that were being created? Of course they are. Of course they are. Isn't it the fundamental role of warfare, America, to know your enemy? Well, the way that you know your enemy is by studying your founding documents that exposes the enemy within. And you're going to find out that I'm not the troubler, nor am I the one that left off my father's commandments the way Ahab wanted to blame Elijah, the way that the state-controlled narrative wants to polarize anybody that speaks out against these people. But if you understood your founding documents, you wouldn't have allowed this administration to take one step in the wrong direction had you had the heart of love and gratitude out of what God has bestowed upon you through the natural sacrifice and first and foremost the spiritual sacrifice. This country is losing its marbles. And let me say it this way. It's unraveling because the American people in this country fail to deal with those that are guilty of the crimes that are being committed. And the politicians are only the ones, by permission of them that represent them, they are the ones that are doing the things that they do because the ones that they work for are allowing them to do the things that they're doing against the people that they're supposed to be working for. And again, keep in mind, Adolf Hitler, just bringing it back to the present because I've studied the past, he's the one that said, and by the way, friends, they're always going to get away with whatever you let them get away with. It's a good thing for people in power that the people never think. Now, when you go to Psalm 94, it says, How long shall the wicked triumph, saith the Lord, Psalm 94. Verse 3, how long shall they utter and speak hard things, and all the workers of lawlessness, iniquity, boast themselves in their lawless ways? Is it true today, verse 5, they break in pieces thy people? They're attacking Christians, friends. They break in pieces thy people, O Lord, and afflict your Christian heritage. As a matter of fact, they even slay the widow and the stranger and they murder the fatherless. Is that exactly what's going on? Are they taking away friends from those that have worked their whole lives? Social Security from the older and the elderly? Yes. Does Obamacare aim at death panels concerning the older generation? Why, yes, they do. Folks, did you know that God is a lover to the stranger? Because we were all strangers. We were all foreigners from the covenant of grace at one time. Read the book of Ephesians. right? And it's our job to make the most out of it by seeking and saving those that are lost. It's our job. Hey, friends, let's put it into a positive. See all these illegal people coming into this country right now? Just think if 78% of the people in this country that profess their Christianity actually did their job. They wouldn't have to go to foreign mission fields. They could just go in their backyard. But see, they're willing to give their kids in their own backyards over to foreign indoctrination to the federal government illegally. Violation of the Bill of Rights, Amendment 10. And of course, we can see, going back to Scripture here, how they kill and murder the fatherless. We can see that now you have a government that has been exposed, actually, speaking of Planned Parenthood, who's been exposed for dissecting baby parts and selling them. And now we see that government that has sanctioned the murder of the innocent in the womb take it a step further and actually attempt to criminalize anybody that exposes Planned Parenthood for their crimes. Why? Because they are taking and reallocating your tax dollars to pay for abortions, and they don't want that flow to stop, friends. It's mob money. They slay the widow and the stranger and murder the fatherless. Yet they say the Lord shall not see, neither shall the God of Jacob regard it. Oh my God. Oh my God. He sees it. Oh my God. He sees it. The Lord beholds the good and the evil everywhere, all the time. A sparrow will not fall to the ground without his notice. You don't think that he knows what's going on? You have got to be out of your mind. And he's looking at the people in this country and saying, you have got to be out of your mind that you have tolerated that which I condemn. Yet they say the Lord shall not see. Oh, he sees all things naked and open to the eyes with whom we have to do. Amen. Amen, Lord. Amen. You know what the Lord said back to him? Because they said the Lord shall not see, neither shall the God of Jacob regard it. Understand, you brutish among the people and you fools. When will you be wise? He that planted the ear, shall he not hear? He that formed the eye, shall he not see? Yes. He that chastiseth the heathen, shall not he correct? He that teacheth man knowledge, shall he not know? The Lord knoweth the thoughts of man, that they are vanity, empty, worthless thoughts. But the Lord comes in and says to his church, but blessed is the man whom thou chastest. Inflict pain or suffering to humble or improve. O Lord, him, O Lord, that teaches him out of God's moral law, that converts the soul. Chapter 19, the book of Psalms 19:7. That thou may givest him rest from the days of adversity until the pit be digged for the wicked. For the Lord will not cast off his people. His people. Neither will he forsake his inheritance, but judgment shall return unto righteousness. There's the resolve for America right there. You are the law, you are the law, you are the law. America, you need to know that you're the law. But if you don't know the law, how are you going to be the law? And there again lies the problem. Thomas Jefferson said, bear in mind always that a nation ceases to be Republican only when the will of the majority ceases to be the law. Don't complain about what you tolerate. For the Lord will not cast off his people, neither will he forsake his inheritance, but judgment shall return unto righteousness, and all the upright in heart shall follow it. Now listen to what the Lord asks. I can feel this. Who shall rise up for me against the evildoers? Who will stand up for me against the workers of lawlessness? Unless the Lord had been my help, David was, read Psalm 51, verse 4, he said, my soul had almost dwelt in silence. When I said, my foot slippeth, thy mercy, O Lord, it held me up. In the multitude of my thoughts within me, thy comforts, they delight my soul. I want you to understand the Holy Ghost does not comfort a man that's in known sin. He's there to comfort the man that is freed from sin and under the blood and into the covenant as he has put on the Lord Jesus Christ and makes no provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. Shall the throne of lawlessness have fellowship with you, America, which frameth mischief by a policy? Shall it? Shall the throne of iniquity have fellowship with you, which frameth mischief by a policy? That's what you've been tolerating. Coming right back, sonsoflibertyradio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I've been a big fan of Bradley Dean and his wife Stephanie Joy's show, The Sons of Liberty Broadcast. I've also learned much by watching his DVD video series. A mutual friend introduced me to Bradley while he was in the Atlanta area doing a presentation. I've been forever changed by his powerful and uncompromising faith.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
December 7, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
75 years ago, America suffered one of the worst moments in American history, the attack on Pearl Harbor. Now you can remember December 7, 1941, with the purchase of the first ever 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-490-3200 right now for the official 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve, the only company authorized to distribute these 100% solid gold coins. Remember Pearl Harbor with this limited official gold release. 1-800-490-3200 or online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Suffering from illness or disease?
Frequently in pain?
Overstressed?
Always tired?
The solution is to oxygenate your cells because
disease cannot survive in an oxygen-rich environment.
Introducing Vital Ion, the first mineralized edible oxygen in the world. Go to toolsforfreedom.com and get the Miracle of Oxygenation DVD free with any Vital Ion purchase. Call 800-770-8802. That's 800-770-8802. Let Vital Ion edible oxygen be your daily fountain of youth.
Okay, so let me put it this way to you. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. I want to give you a heads up real quick, as a matter of fact, before we get back to this. Resistance to tyranny is obedience to God. In fact, non-resistance to tyranny is obedience to Satan. Romans 13. We're going to get to that next Saturday. Please get your pastors, your deacons, your elders, all on board to listen to next week's radio show, because I'm going to embarrass most of them. They're not preaching out against sin, friends. It's because they're guilty of it. Next week, we're going to talk about Romans 13 and how they completely have it up on its head. They're looking for an excuse, friends, not to do their job. And because of it, that's why we're in trouble. The church is called to be the light of society and the moral compass of society. When that goes, so does America, and that's why we're in trouble today. That's why we're in trouble today, America. Getting back to what we were talking about right before the break. Friends, you do understand that either people are going to lawfully deal with corruption in government, or our God, like it or not, is going to deal with them that tolerated the corruption in government. There is no in-betweenites. Either you're hot or you're cold. If you're lukewarm, I'll spew you out of my mouth, saith the Lord. There is no in-betweenites. Well, some people just say, Bradley, no, that's just a little over the top. No, it's not over the top.
It's what patriots do. Patriots uphold dying laws. That's what real Christians do. Read Hebrews 10 and Psalm 40 when you get a moment. Because that's exactly what the Christ did. That was the reason by magnifying the law against their sin that brought them to himself in the first place. It wrought godly repentance, did it not? Yes, it did. Thank you. And furthermore, people that don't understand my conversation, it's because they don't have ears to hear. I'm just taking this out of Scripture. Proverbs 28, evil men understand not judgment. Corruption in government knows lawlessness. If you knew the law and you enforced it because you're so thankful for what you have concerning the freedoms that have been sacrificed to give unto you, you wouldn't tolerate crime. You would bring forth judgment. Evil men understand not judgment. Matter of fact, in Psalm 9:17 and 16 and Psalm 97 and Psalm 89, he's known by the judgments that he executes. And if you remember right, Jesus is the one, by being crucified on the cross, that brought the end of the prince of the power of the air to himself. That's how he was conquered. That's where the victory was wrought. Had they known, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. No, because that was the power of God unto salvation. Here comes the Holy Ghost in power. Amen. Hallelujah. If I was in a black church right now, you know what they would be saying. Bring it down, Brother Dean. We are in Jesus' name. Evil men understand not judgment, but they that seek the Lord understand all things. Wow, that's pretty firm, pretty harsh. Yep. Did you also know that it tells us in verse 4, Proverbs 28, evil men understand not judgment, that's 5. But what preceded that? They that forsake the law praise the wicked. Yep. And what are you seeing in America today? You're seeing all of these outlets praising the wicked. How are they doing that? By magnifying the crime rather than the law against the crime to bring about judgment. They that forsake the law praise the wicked, but such as keep the law contend with them. That's why we're contending for the faith, friends. Contending for the faith is scriptural, and I know it's foreign to so many people out there, but the fact of the matter is, we're to contend for the faith. Contending for the faith. Contending for the faith, contending for the faith. That means to establish what it tells us in Jude 3. Beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you the common salvation, liberation from bondage, it was needful for me to write unto you and exhort you that you should earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. We're to earnestly contend for the faith. And Paul calls it the good fight of faith. Doesn't he? I just want to make sure that that's the case here. Because once we can get all on the same page here and we're unified by the bond of peace which is brought about by the Holy Ghost, Ephesians 4, then we can move on. Okay. I want to get to this next point because it's pretty crazy. What's the problem? For there are certain men crept in unawares who were before of old ordained to this condemnation, ungodly men, turning the grace of our God into lasciviousness, carnal lusts, and denying the only Lord God in our Lord Jesus Christ. And then he said right thereafter in the book of Jude, I will therefore put you in remembrance, though you once knew this, how that the Lord, having sealed the people out of the land of Egypt, afterward destroyed them that believed not. Believe is a verb. It's an action word. To believe is to actually take the word of God, take heed to it, and act out your faith. That's how the world sees the Christ within you. You're called to be ambassadors to go to the world, right? Let's get to the next point here. As I was just saying, you're either going to lawfully deal with the corruption, or the corruption is going to unlawfully deal with you. because you don't have to wait till tomorrow to see what law that they're going to break next, friends, because that's how you advance tyranny. I just want to highlight a couple things to keep in line with what my thoughts were before the show. Georgia governor demonstrates he will not protect Christians from discrimination. Nope, he's given free rein to the homosexual lobby to go ahead and beat up on anybody that he wants to, that they want to. And furthermore, he goes on and talks about how he was raised in the Baptist church his whole life. Apparently, he's straining at the gnat while he swallows the big camel, and a whole lot of people are going to suffer under it. Yep. Hey, folks, do you realize that these people are guilty of committing the crimes that they accuse you of? Do you realize that they're guilty of committing the crimes that they accuse you of? I'm just wanting to bring that to the light. Listen again. Do you know that these people, the homosexuals, are guilty of committing the crimes that they are committing? Listen carefully, because they act out as the accuser of the brethren. And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now has come salvation and strength in the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ. For the accuser of our brethren is cast down, who accused them before our God night and day. If you have not taken the time, a side note to this governor in Georgia. If you have not taken the time to do a little research on conspiracy of silence, a young man by the name of Paul Benazzi back in the 80s, with several other young people that were taken out of an orphanage in the boys' town out of Nebraska, they were actually sold into pedophilia as sex slaves into Washington, D.C. And Paul Benazzi had shared that many of these governors he was with, he was used by these governors of states in the United States of America. So in other words, what I'm telling you, friends, if they're advocating the crime, you better bet your bottom dollar they're guilty of the crime. In Georgia, the governor demonstrates he will not protect Christians from discrimination. By the way, Kevin Jennings, speaking of that, he was the one that said that homosexuality, and speaking of bullying, he said it's nothing more than the advocation or the affirming of the gay lifestyle. So as what I just defined for you, that these people are guilty of committing the crime that they accuse you of, they're just trying to tear down the laws so they can get to the kids. Again, going back to Conspiracy of Silence, if you have not seen it, please do check it out. It's important for you to watch it. Matter of fact, Discovery Channel was paid $500,000 not to air it. Not to air it. Conspiracy of Silence, you'll understand why you're seeing so much compromise through these governors and why these that are turning your government over to the UN, it's because they are compromised men. They're doing what they're told or else. Oh, and to prove the point, we can see the NEA. We're going to talk about this. We can see what's going on. They have a drag queen caucus because the homosexual caucus wasn't good enough for you and for them. And interestingly enough, friends, on sonsoflibertymedia.com, colleges censor free speech, features drag shows instead. I want you to listen to me carefully. Before we jump topic here, I want you to listen to me carefully. If you have an issue where they're censoring free speech, please bring me in. I'm begging you to bring me in to these colleges so we can set the record straight. If you're unwilling to do it, give us a call. 1-866-582-9933. We got hour two coming up. We're going to get back to part five of the message that we've been giving to colleges.
Hi, my name is Nick Lupo. One World Whey has been by far the best protein that I've ever had. I take it three times a day. Once in the morning as soon as I wake, once for a pre-workout snack, and once for a post-workout recovery drink. It has helped me transform and sculpt my body into what I have now. I began taking the product about 2 years ago, and boy, let me tell you, I'm in the best shape of my life. I've seen major muscle mass gains and have 0% body fat. I have had people at my gym ask if I compete in bodybuilding because of how lean and muscular I am. I used to suffer from everyday aches and pains from hard manual labor my whole life and arthritis that runs through my family. But One World Whey has helped me take that everyday pain from a 10 to a 3. Some days I feel no pain at all, just full of life and energy. It has also helped my skin look younger and healthier. Thank you, Synergistic Nutrition, for One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.